VRA leaders declare ceasefire. 4th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Yellowstone, Wyoming. The U.S.-based Bruin Resistance Army has announced a unilateral ceasefire in immediate effect. The rebel movement's deputy leader, Old Brownie, told UnNews he had ordered all field commanders to cease all hostilities against the National Park Service and tourists. Hospes Terra Novus. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, Homo Neoconensis, said his government advocates a complete annihilation of the grizzly bear, Ursus Arctos Horribilis, along with all other terrorist-aligned species of life. Quote, this war is part of a broader war on terror, which we intend to win, unquote, said the psychopathic neocon said as he drank panda milk out of an ivory goblet. These views were echoed by conservative pundit Stephen Colbert, who commented, quote, bears are merciless assassins, godless killing machines mobilized against humanity, unquote. Peace talks are due to resume in the Montana town of Billings next week. In a phone call to UnNews War on Terror correspondent, Mr. Brownie announced, quote, I, Bruin Old Brownie, second in command of the BRA, by order of Chief Scruffy the Impaler, chairman of the BRA High Command, do hereby declare a unilateral cessation of hostilities. I order all our field commanders to, with immediate effect, cease all form of hostilities against the National Park Service positions, and others, I hope that the government of America shall reciprocate this gesture of goodwill, so that the warring parties may finally find a bilateral agreement to provide a peaceful atmosphere for our species, unquote. Brownie then proceeded to growl and mark his scent on a nearby Douglas fir, Pseudotsuga menziesue. The BRA rebel movement has refused to send its most senior leaders to the peace talks with the government. Assistant Secretary of Defense and head mediator Paul Wolfowitz had asked for the group's top leaders to take part after earlier peace talks failed, largely due to Wolfowitz's vow to, quote, kill the critters with my bare hands, unquote. On Thursday, Mr. Brownie told the BBC that Billings was not safe because an NPS warrant for the BRA leader's euthanasia was still in force, and National Park Service forces were present in the town. On Tuesday, Scruffy held his first formal meeting with Mr. Wolfowitz and an NPS official in the forest clearing on the border between Wyoming and Montana, during which he attributed his mauling spree to the human efforts against such terrorist entities as the American bison, giant panda, I ain't reading this Latin shit no more, American elephant. This was hailed as a significant move, since the failure of earlier talks had been attributed to the negotiators not being sufficiently high-ranking to strike a deal. U.S. President George Bush, Homo Neanderthalensis, Neanderthals are a lot smarter than people give them credit for. And George Bush, he's not a homo nothing. Anyway, has offered the terrorists a full and guaranteed amnesty and protection as long as they renounce environmentalism. Thousands of civilians have been mauled in the 230-year conflict, and more than 1 million have been forced to vacation in more hospitable places, such as Disneyland and the Bahamas. Poor Americans. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.